This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Rad & Mortar Podcast, episode 122, man. It's your boy Jay Richards, also known as Jermaine. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Man, I do what I do every week, man. I try.
Amen. My man Sheldon Sebastian.
What up?
And you know we had to go back and reach back into the vault and reach back for one of the greats, man.
My man Danny B back in the seat, man.
Yes, sir.
If you guys read the comments, the fans want me back more.
More often?
I've been trying to book you. Read the comments.
You booked them busy.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a wholesome episode as expected. We caught up with the man, EB himself.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping tears to great music. The all-one visa process. Red-eye flights and crying babies. Cartier frames. Transition joints. And of course, DB Shark Tank Shark Pitch.
Y'all get in there and do what you need to do. Thumbs up. Comment. Amen. Share.
RandomOrder.org. We got the merch going.
Yes, sir.
We locked in.
Oh, man.
Trust me, Barry.
You know how long we waited for this?
You had to get the money up. I'm back.
You know how many text messages I sent for this?
We can get into that.
How many almost shoots we had?
You didn't have the rider right, man.
I didn't have the respect levels right.
We'll get into it, but the planning on your end, it's actually your fault.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, it'd be like that for sure.
On me? Yeah.
We can get into it if you want.
Tripping. Both of y'all niggas tripping. Y'all supposed to be on my side.
I don't need to talk about nothing. It's documented.
Both this y'all one niggas tripping, man.
Come on, stop playing.
Hell no. Nah.
Danny back in the motherfucking building, man.
Yeah.
Danny
B. And he let us know ahead of time, man. Here. He got some shit to get off his chest.
A lot.
There's a lot going on.
We got it. I don't know, man. We should come with gifts or something for our OG Random Order guest, man. You was there when no one else believed.
We didn't do 12. Because you guys don't fuck with 12.
We tuned in. This 12, is episode 12. 11.
11?
12?
Oh, shit. That is
12. Oh, this is episode 13, man. We ain't fuck with 12. We're going to skip 12.
Y'all might actually skip 12. Hmm. We should do it. Why not?
Yo, this is episode 13, man. Cause we don't fuck with 12.
So was it 11 or 13?
13.
To this day.
You skipped.
Technically, yeah.
You skipped.
Mm-hmm.
We were lit off the Jameson.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And that fucking jerk chicken poutine.
Yes, sir.
God.
It was bad.
Yes, sir.
Is that from Chris's?
No, I got it somewhere. It wasn't really hidden, though.
Danny B back in the building, man. Really excited to have you back on the show with green behind you. You know what I'm saying? The green screen.
He always got the green behind him and around him, man.
What's up,
Yeah. Speaking of money, man, you came through with them Cardis, man.
Yeah. And you took off the Cardis?
Goddamn.
The transition
joints. Yeah, I don't want to be too loud. You know, I don't want to distract from that. The message I have. You know,
right.
What's the message?
No, I don't have a message.
That's what's up, man.
Just got to switch it up sometimes, yeah?
Yeah, but you're already wearing them, so.
Yeah, you had the transition joint on, though, man, which is next level.
Yes.
What's that about?
So when you're in a room, they're clear, but I got like 15% tint.
Okay.
So it's like a little light brown, goes with my freckles, and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So you thought about
this. Through.
It looks good. But when you go out in the sun, it transitions to UV protection. So they go dark brown in the sun. Transition. So it's really like having sunglasses and glasses to read with.
One set.
Yeah.
You ever be outside like, damn, I don't need sunglasses right now?
Nah, my eyes are very sensitive to light.
Oh, hell yeah.
Actually, fun fact, my eyes are sensitive to light. So my pupils are always big. And I've never done drugs in my life, ever. And people always think I'm high because my pupils are always so big. So the reason why I wear sunglasses is to protect my eyes and hopefully make my pupils not as large when I'm out in public.
I'm gonna check that now. Like every day, I'm gonna just check your pupils.
So my man, you dilated right now?
Do my pupils look big right now?
I don't know.
I'm good dilation.
So you look
all right.
Now that you mention it, it's kind of
a little big. Yeah. It's pretty annoying. I'll be out. People like, yo, you're so high. I'm like, never been high in my life.
Really?
Damn, what's that about?
It's a good question. Yeah. Like I've smoked weed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Weed doesn't count.
That's what I was talking about.
Weed doesn't count. No, people think I'm like on like everything else.
I never been high either.
I was about to say, I think we smoked before.
Maybe we have.
I think we do.
I like being sharp. I don't want to be like, even if I go out, I'm not getting like super lit.
Danny, I'm sharper.
Debatable. We could debate right now.
Go ahead.
Well, I need.
But
a
I'm
topic.
Not high though.
Yeah. Valid.
Yeah. Guess you're not sharp.
I mean,
enough.
You are eating a Loblaws prepackaged meal. Which
I did.
Kind of crazy.
I did. I've been.
Shout out to Loblaws.
It's been a work day. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he did that shit sober. Technically, it wasn't prepackaged.
That is crazy.
He packaged.
Yeah,
it
wasn't prepackaged.
Well, actually, here they're making those meals for adults now. So I don't know if you want to go back and get the adult version of what you.
What nah, you what ate. You mean? What I ate? Oh, I threw it out. It's yeah. big. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. It was a nice size.
Yeah. Honestly. And I shared it, and I'm still good. It's good. Mm. You know. Not to Loblaws. They'll hold me down. That one was bad, though. I'm not going to lie.
Loblaws held me down for many years when I didn't know how to cook. So I right. will, I'll shout them out.
I'm out of ideas, man. I don't know what to eat for the rest of my life.
I can. Yo.
How could you ever know? There's too many.
What are you cooking these days? Days?
I have like three things I specialize in.
You're a penne pistachio, nigga.
A what? A what? A what?
Penne.
A what?
I made up the last word, but you're like a pasta.
I can do pasta.
Okay.
I do like a ragu pasta.
Mm, there you go.
Hell yeah. Straight out the can.
Nah, the tomato. So you know what? I used to make the sauce, and then to save time, I like do the vegetables, and then I put the sauce in after itself. I don't make the sauce anymore. It takes too long. Bro, yeah, one time I cooked it.
Yeah, it takes too long.
So I was cooking, right? And I started at like 8:30, and I'm cooking. I'm taking my time, and I finish, and it was 10:25. It almost took me 2 hours to make dinner.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm doing this wrong, bro. Like, it's not enjoyable. Your night's done. By the time you eat, it's like 11 o'clock. Yeah,
bro, exactly. Cooking you're not even takes hungry. A minute sometimes. Yeah, and it's like, it's not cool, man, because you have to eat. So there's no way, there's no work way around it unless you just like spend your money or like eat some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, and like cooking for the week, like usually what I do now is there's like three things I cook. So I can do the pasta. I do a salmon pretty well.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy, but I don't do it inside my house because you don't want your crib to smell like fish, you know? And then I do like a steak, pepper, halloumi cheese. Do you guys know what halloumi is?
No.
It's like a Mediterranean cheese that you can barbecue.
Worldwide Danny, man.
Yeah.
Each meal takes me about an hour to make, right?
Right.
So I'll make enough where I'll have meals after
leftovers
the fact. But
sure.
Like, then like, on like day three of eating the same thing, like, it's kind of whack, you know?
So really?
I don't know. I never finish whatever if I have like a container of food, I'll never finish it and I have to end up throwing it out, you know? Like pasta, I'll have like four portions, but like you don't want to eat the same thing four times.
I don't like when pasta gets cold.
I don't mind it.
And then I'm breaking off noodles.
That's like a brick of noodles.
With a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Smoosh it down with the fork.
Yeah.
And you hope when you warm it up, it separates.
Yeah.
It's just a hot brick of fucking penne stuff together.
I think they differ. I think pasta is actually the best thing to warm up.
Depends on the sauce situation
what kind
you got. Because sometimes the pasta be absorbing the sauce in the fridge, so it's like dry.
Penne, you could warm up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You a HelloFresh type of motherfucker?
Nah, I never really understood the concept. My friend was telling me about it.
They send you like the
Are
fresh
you, like,
ingredients.
No.
Actually, we got an email. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So basically, what they do is, let me get to brief real quick.
Squarespace, you can.
Oh hell yeah, we locked
in. Shout out, my boy.
We locked in.
Do I get a portion of the revenue? Actually, I wanted to talk about this.
Oh, HelloFresh.
So the podcast we did did pretty well, performed pretty well. And I'm the kind of guy that understands
numbers.
Yeah. So. I feel like I'm owed a bit of money from, like, are you monetizing stuff? Like, what's going on?
Remember, we didn't sign no contract.
Yeah,
let me ask you this.
So
unless
you believe in good business. Yeah, so.
You understand numbers, but do you understand friendship now?
Yeah.
You guys are shook knighting me.
Yeah,
you're number one friends.
On that, man.
Okay.
What you looking for?
Like, the math I did, I felt like you guys probably made, like...
Oh, you did math.
You did math.
What do you think, honestly?
Yeah, truthfully.
I think on 1 million views on YouTube, you probably make anywhere from, like, $5,000 to $15,000. Give or take.
It's so tricky.
What the ads are.
That's a good gap.
So, I think we did about 100K. Mm. So, we could divide that number by 10.
Okay.
So, you guys probably made anywhere from $500 to $1,500. From that podcast. Not to mention the branding that you got from that look, which you can't put a number on.
What branding?
Like, you had the best podcast you've ever had with me.
To this day?
To this day.
To this day.
So I think you guys are like $100, but it's all good. We'll figure it out.
$100.
I'm going to let you know exactly what that episode did. Podcasts are a little bit different because it's long form content.
You
in general.
Put it out on podcast. Oh, so you guys owe me more bread then.
No, that was when we were getting free audio.
And then you got to break down like your sponsors. Like if you were to prorate it for each episode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That we're unsponsored.
Yeah, we had no sponsor at the time.
It was a start.
It was getting out of the mud. It's 13, brother.
Yeah.
You guys, you know what? If I eventually start a podcast, which I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm booked up, dude. I'm slammed next 3 weeks.
Well, unlike For Y'all Entertainment, we do good business. So I'm happy to. do you have the numbers?
Damn, that video did $73. So let me know how much I can
Well, he tries to be 20 bones. I'll do that.
So with inflation, $100.
Inflation, $100. That seems fair.
I thought you were 25.
Yeah. You guys can hold that. So it's all good.
Appreciate that, Daddy.
It's my donation.
We did it for the love.
Yeah, it looks like we're making no money on that shit for a minute. I don't understand what happened.
Nah, it was a drought.
Yeah, it was a
drought.
It
became something that was really just something that we had in our minds that we're trying to bring to life. And I got to say, you got the vision of the podcast really early because not a lot of people understood what Random Order was until we brought it to green screen and started bringing up a lot more.
Mm. Making it more obvious.
Make more obvious of the direction that we're going. So, yeah, no.
What is the direction, though?
You know, you in it. It's a world.
Mm. It's animation, chaos, all over the place, whatever.
Who cares what we're talking about? You know what I mean? Like,
I'll say this. When I spend 2 hours cooking pasta, it's now more so like an hour. I watch a lot of the podcasts you guys do.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Easy watch. It's not depressing.
Right.
You know, it's not negative.
No.
Right.
Critics are saying this shit, man.
I feel like we never really got into a deep dive of, it doesn't even have to be deep, but like, who's Danny, man?
Who's Danny? What does Danny do?
I could explain who Danny is, man, because of you, we got our visas.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But I know Danny be a businessman. You're okay, baller. You can hoop.
Yeah.
He would put that first.
I would never.
Oh, shit.
Put that first. He had his moments. There's one time where I'm like, yo, this Danny nigga's a sniper. Where I'm like, yo, step on this guy. Like, yo, stop it. Like,
Danny, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his shot was.
I cooked Julian's brother, by the way. So if you're watching this.
Justin?
Come get your get back.
Damn, that neck was crazy. Why?
I
cooked him.
Damn.
And Julian can vouch for it.
Mm. I
remind Julian, when he posts clips of his brother playing, I'm like, yo, like,
cooked him.
I cooked your bro, you know?
Yeah.
What was the score?
No, it was like a 5-on-5. I'm a 5-on-5 player.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
But like, I think I like blocked him one time, which is crazy because I can't jump.
Right.
Yeah. And I just cooked him. I hit couple buckets on him.
I got you.
True or false, when I'm playing, when I'm guarding you on defense, you don't be whispering to me, tell me to relax a little bit?
Yeah.
Stop playing so hard and let you get your shot?
Yeah, because if it's pickup ball, like this is actually something I've never understood. People that like take defense that like seriously.
Don't do that.
During pickup basketball.
Don't do that.
Like, who are you, run or test? Like, nah, like, bro, like if you're playing like an actual like game and it's like heated, like cool, but like you don't have to do all that to have fun, you know? It's not even
don't
fun.
Don't make it so hard. That tells me what you're coming for. Because you talk shit. If you didn't talk shit, I wouldn't play so hard. But you want to talk shit, you took me to your Jewish center over there, and I played like terrible.
Yeah, I was the Michael Jordan of that center.
When I tell you.
Telling everyone to go easy on you?
Like, I know. I didn't do that. No. The reason why I did that is because I hadn't hooped in a while. So I needed just some space. I didn't need him to guard up on me, you know? But like when I was in my prime era, I was accepting all smoke.
And he would have been.
Nah, he still wasn't. Because when you're in your prime, I started guarding you different. And then when I wasn't guarding you, I was getting mad at people that was guarding you. And I'm like, bro, don't let this guy shoot.
The reason why I mastered that center was it was 4-on-4. And it wasn't full court, but it wasn't half. It was like a full court, but it was probably like 40 feet.
Yeah.
You know? And I just mastered the game. Mid-range, there was no three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Floaters, like, it was just easy.
You were neat.
Whenever I would leave there, I'd play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I would feel like top of the world.
Dude, that's so consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. I went every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Right. When did it start to go downhill, your game?
I broke my finger.
Playing ball.
Yeah, that was the end. I went up for a rebound, and the ball came down on a different angle, and my finger just popped out.
Oof.
You know what, actually, which is crazy, and I used to have to wear a cast when I would sleep to help straighten the finger out. And I was sleeping one night with my ex, and I twitched, and I hit her in the face with my cast.
Damn.
And ever since then, like, I stopped wearing the cast, and it never healed up properly. Like, it's always been bent, you know? Because I'm like, I can't slap her with the cast again, accidentally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Don't cut that down.
Who's Danny, man?
Yeah, man.
I'd say I'm a music person first. I manage producers and artists. Yeah. A Canadian, a strong, proud Canadian.
Sir.
Living in the States. But really, like, my passion was always business. So getting into music, it kind of just happened, you know? And. Mm. Like, I think no matter what my sales job or business job was, it was going to happen. But music just came into my lap, and I ran with it. But yeah, I've been working in music now for like eight years. 29 now. I started when I was like 21.
How many years in the States?
A year and a half.
Right.
How's that going?
Good. It's different, you know. We were talking about it off air, but you're starting brand new, you know. But I've always been someone to believe that, like, you have to get out of your comfort zone, you know. Yeah. And like, the ceiling in Canada can be lower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing against Canada. It's just less people here. Less people, less money. So I think getting out of that comfort zone was big for me. It was hard. Mm-hmm. But I probably learned like three life lessons in university when I went, and probably didn't learn that much more than that. But no, like I did statistics, right?
Yeah.
And my major was business, but like, I did a statistics. Statistics class.
Yeah.
I haven't used any of that in my life, but I had one professor who said, if you get offered a job and they ask if you're willing to relocate, always say yes, because if you say no, you never know what blessings you might block. You know, so moving away from Toronto, which is like, I love Toronto, like, I'm here pretty often, my family and friends, I love Toronto. Leaving was the hardest thing, but it was a blessing, because it just, I started a new chapter in my life, you know?
Right. For real.
Man, I think a lot of people can learn that lesson, because a lot of people stay in the same, like, sometimes just the same little neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But you got to change your perspective up, man, and it advances you so far in life when you're out in LA now. It's just, you got to think different, move different. As you're in here in Toronto, move different, think different, you know? So that's a jump that not a lot of people would take, man. So,
yeah.
Good for you,
yeah, bro. I was offered a position to move out there and to manage producers and stuff. And our office is located in LA. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was like, it was a no brainer. I just did it. You know,
how you transitioning to all the, you know, I mean, the chaos of Los Angeles? It's a very crowded place.
It's big. It's crowded. Yeah,
it's a lot going on.
Like I said, I come back pretty often, so that grounds me.
There you go.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, once you realize, like, LA is Hollywood. So once you realize that you're in Hollywood, you just gotta, every move you make is strategic, you know?
Right.
And you can't take your eye off the ball, you know? Because people that fall off are the ones that just get lost in the sauce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long game, just in life in general, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, we're all around 30. I hope that I'm working till I'm 65, 70. I'll probably still be working when I'm 80, you know, God willing. But like, we're at the beginning of our careers, right?
Right.
So everything that we do now plays a role in our success story, you know? And it's not all about like making the craziest move right now. It's a long game. So you just have to take the right steps to get to that point.
It's the baby steps, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a man of clear visions? Right now, what you want?
When I got my cardio on here.
Sets you up.
When I got my cardio. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
No, yeah, I make goals. And actually, boss I work under now, he has this rule of two goals per day, but like attainable goals, you know, not like I'm gonna close this record deal for this artist or get a publishing deal for this producer.
But it might be that day. That
might be the day you close it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's steps to that point.
Yeah.
So like, it could be like, yo, I'm gonna finally reach out to that A&R at that label that I wanted to get in touch with. That could be one goal, and the other goal would be like, you know what? I'm going to hit up 10 different people that I've never talked to before to pitch a client that I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are two attainable goals you can do in a day.
Right.
You could do more, obviously, in a day.
Yeah.
But if you're doing 5 days a week, so that's 10 goals a week.
Right.
good.
You get a lot done, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, to answer your question, yes, I am. I wasn't always. But also, like, I don't, you can't get caught up, like, in the future or the past. You, mm-hmm. you got to just, like, go through the motions. So, I have a 1-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, but I'm not caught up on that every day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That shit is always going to shift.
Man.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Yeah.
Everyone's plans went out the window when COVID hit. I was like, wait, what? Our city's closed. What do you mean McDonald's is closed?
Life.
Yeah. McDonald's mm-hmm. closed, nigga? You got some serious shit on your hands.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How's your relationship with Wingstop? Have they been hooking you up still? Or
no.
Damn. Wingstop.
No.
I have a Wingstop story, actually.
I thought you said you have a Wingstop store. I'm like, in Canada?
Story.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm not going to lie. I never really liked Wingstop. Mm. You made the post about Wingstop, and it made me want to get Wingstop in the States.
Can you say that to the camera?
Yeah. You inspired me to spend $20 on lemon pepper wings.
There we go. Nice.
So I go through this whole ordeal to order the wings because mm-hmm. at this point I didn't have an American credit card. So I had to call up a friend and said, yo, can you order these wings for me? It's pathetic.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you the cash when I see. So they ordered the wings for me. I get the order and I realize I forgot to add on a side of dipping sauce.
You gotta get
You do the red or blue cheese, right?
I do the red, but you could do the blue cheese.
So I usually do the blue cheese dip and I realize that it wasn't added to the order. I finally get the number of the location of the Wingstop that's delivering. And I'm like, guys, I forgot to put in the dip.
You can't order a side of dip.
You can't do a new order for just one dip.
So give me the dip.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, you can just give me the dip. He's like, I can't. I'm like, wow, you're giving me dry. Well, they weren't dry, but like wings with no dip.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man, you can give me a dip. And I had a debate with the guy on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, trying to convince the guy to give me a dip.
Blue cheese.
I'm like, can I just pay for it? He's like,
you can't pay for it. You have to do a new order with like a side of a dip. You know what I mean?
Anyway, so I ended up dipping ketchup.
No.
And
no.
You know the queso cheese for nachos?
No.
That was pathetic.
That's not upsetting.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
As a matter of fact, take back what you said. I inspired you to do that shit.
You inspired me to use ketchup with my wings.
Man, I'm the type of guy, man, emails are being sent. Before I even get off the phone and say, listen, man, the wings didn't even get here, my meal's already ruined.
And so who are you going to email?
Wingstop.
Head of Wingstop, man. Ross.
You're kind of moving like 12. Do that.
If you... Am I?
No, it's just good business,
no,
man.
It's like a big, good business.
Your mouth is business.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Hey.
I'm not going to say who it is. But you don't fuck with my food, fool. That's it. That's my rules, bro. Like, bro, anything food related, if it's fucked up, I'm definitely sending an email.
Right. You're a phone call cat? You just prone to just boom, pick up the phone?
Well, like, I called the store.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I can't do it. And it just... Yeah, it just ruined the whole experience.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I haven't eaten at Wingstop.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, damn.
It happens, man. That's a case study. You got to have the dip, man. Yeah. And don't be guarding the dip so hard. Like it's
Yeah.
That's like being playing pickup ball, playing hard defense. Like,
that's
just
it.
Just give me the dip.
Like, bro, I'm like, it's not your dip.
They just need to have like an internal policy. Like, give out the dips for free if a nigga asks, but... If
Chick-fil-A.
They don't, it's 50 cents.
Chick-fil-A, man.
Chick-fil-A yeah, understands dip.
I'm happy to pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, you're bridging at this.
Well, yeah, my friend would pay for it, but... I pay my debts.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
speaking of money owed, you guys owe me 20 bones.
20 bones?
You said on camera, forget about it.
My bad,
oh, yeah.
we clear now. On camera, we clear.
No, your nails are shiny.
Yeah, I just got them done,
Holy
man.
Holy cow.
Yeah, both of you guys.
Oh, this is some old shit, man. Yeah.
Do you the gel or just?
This is a gel.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you like that?
I appreciate it.
Because you see, it's like.
I don't like it, but like I appreciate it.
Why you don't like it?
I do the buff. I just don't do the gel. I have friends that do the gel.
You mat down?
Next time do the gel.
No, I do the buff, but I haven't done it in a minute.
What's Danny's self-care look like, man?
I'm big on saunas, right?
You are.
Yeah, big sauna guy.
You don't feel like you're suffocating.
No, like you just got to bring water.
But yeah, I have like a whole like, you know, skincare routine. I do the cleanser. I do the exfoliant once a week.
Mm.
I do the toner. I do the moisturizer. I don't lotion my body, but I lotion my tattoos.
There you go.
It's not good, bro.
Why?
Yeah, lotion.
I've actually just never lotioned.
It's not good, bro.
That's what's up. Yo, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. You don't really need to do it. Like, if you're like.
Let me tell you why you need to do it, right? I was laying in bed one night, and I think I felt my girl's leg, and I'm like, oh, it's nice. It's nice and soft. And I'm like, if she felt my leg right now, it wouldn't be soft.
So you lotion your
I lotion legs. My entire body now.
Wow.
Yeah. I exfoliate.
That's dedication, man.
So how much lotion do you go through? Like,
It go.
Yeah.
It go for sure.
So that's the thing. I use the Labo lotion.
What is that?
You know, like top tier shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rose
31. Okay. Game changer.
So, money. That's why you don't use it on your body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm too cheap.
Yeah.
That shit's like $100.
The lotion I feel you. But you don't got to get $100. Like, I definitely don't use the same skin lotion on my body that I use on my face.
Supposed to use it like on your arms and stuff so you could smell it. But like, yeah, I wouldn't use the Labo lotion like on my leg if it was dry.
Yo, he gets you even like, I don't know. Yeah. Well, coconut. You can use coconut oil.
Yeah.
Any type of moisturizer.
I respect it. It's just too much work. Like,
that's
you know
a big job, man. Let me take a quick shower and then you just.
Yeah. Niggas outside. Yeah. Hey, you man, spend more time
lotion
and then shower.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. But I mean, just try to do it more times than not.
True.
If you go to the picture that I did for 4IE, because I didn't know I was going to be showing my arms.
Yeah.
It's ashy, bro.
I feel that shit.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, you got to have the backup lotion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So.
I didn't know. But I said, you got to stay ready, man.
But I don't like when I lotion and I'm wiping, but the lotion's not wiping away. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That's why you lotion. Like, come on. Hey, man. Come on.
Plus, when you got the hairy chest, man, it's a totally different shit.
Yeah,
40 pumps and then it's getting caught up
in the
hair and shit,
It's true. Do y'all keep the hair on you, though? You don't shave it off?
I be shaving that shit, man.
Yeah, I get tired of it.
Where I feel that.
I'm dreading the day I see a hair on my back.
Yeah.
It can't be.
You get your barber to line it up, you know?
Straight down the back.
You took off your shirt.
Just line up my t-shirt. So it doesn't poke through my t-shirt.
Skincare is important, but also like, you know, physical activity. I joined a hockey league every Sunday night.
Nice.
Oh, that's dope.
So
I could skate.
Ice hockey, yeah. I saw my friend posted that he was playing hockey. I'm like, yo, I've been meaning to join a league. It's like, you join the league that I'm in. We need extra players sometimes.
Right.
Like, yo, I haven't played in 16 years. And when I did play, I was house league. I didn't play like single A, double A or anything.
Okay.
He's like, you'll be good. Where I get there, a bunch of these guys are like former D1 hockey players.
Oh,
one guy played pro in Germany.
Oh,
and
my
I didn't,
God.
I've skated since, but like skating is a lot different than like a stick, a puck, people like pushing you.
Right.
And bro, I just embarrassed myself. Like, I fell 6 times
right.
in the game. No one else fell. Like, bro, I was like tripping on my own feet. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not easy though.
I left the game just feeling like defeated. So defeated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I joined, that was Division 2 that I was in.
Okay.
I joined another league 30 minutes in the other direction.
you left the league?
I thought you were going to say like I built myself
left.
Back up.
No, like,
I'm playing today.
I'm not, listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. I've never been cut from a team. Actually, I've been cut from one team. But every team I've tried out for, I've made.
Mm.
So I'm not used to being rejected in sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trey, as you know, I'm an amazing athlete overall. You don't have to say anything, but just so you know.
When you ask people to tone it down, it's a little bit
Anyways,
easier.
Moral of the story. I joined a Division 5 beer league 30 minutes out.
Beer league?
Yeah, beer league is like you drink beers after the game. It's like super chill. Like you can't hit each other and shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And, bro,
it's flag football.
I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was pretty rusty, but like I'm getting the hang of it now. Bro,
nice.
Like I swear, I dream about scoring goals.
Dog.
Do you have aspirations to go back to Division 3?
I'm not going to lie. I've been getting a lot better, and I want to get to a point where they tell me like, "Yo, you're too good to play in this division."
Get out of here!
The beer boys just send you off. Say, like, listen, Danny, man,
I want to get to that point, man.
Word.
But no, but like on like a serious note, it's important to like
try things that you're not used to doing, mm-hmm. and like challenging yourself and like learning new skills or relearning skills, mm-hmm. I think is really important.
I'm trying to get into tennis. Yep. And I know you yeah. was big on tennis.
I was at a moment, yeah. Julie and I had some battles.
Right. I heard it was a battle just on one side.
No, no, no. We've had some battles.
You know he gonna see this.
No, you can ask him.
He's right there, bro. He's right there, bro. You're looking at him.
No, Julian's a great athlete. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He is, for sure. Yeah. And he's just an overall.
His brother.
Yeah.
Not so much.
His brother's gonna hate me.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, dude. Well, I'm not, because I did beat you at basketball. But like, I'm just playing.
What is it about fights in hockey? Why is that still illegal? It seems so wrong to me.
I went to a game last night, a Leafs game last night, and it was amazing. And there were no fights. Like, the game's changed so much now because leagues are so aware, like NFL and the NHL are so aware of concussions. Mm. So they've changed the rules. So it's like...
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. You're used to seeing like hitting and stuff in hockey.
Yeah.
So it's different. But like, yeah, there was no fights and like no real like big checks. Like,
yeah. Let me stop it at one snuff.
Right.
one snuff cap.
I never understood this. Are you snuffing on the helmet? Why?
I've always wondered that. You know what? I watched a clip of
but
a hockey
fight. But they drop the gloves. They always...
Yeah.
Oh, then
like
swing on the
helmet? Like punching a helmet?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm working against myself.
Yeah, it's a little insane.
Yeah,
no, I'm okay.
I thought about that myself.
Yeah. You saw that Untold documentary about the Trashers?
Yes.
Oh, the Trashers, yeah.
Talk about fights.
Talk about it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Really? You should check it out.
I really wonder how profitable that team was.
You're a numbers guy, yeah?
As you know. Yeah. No, but like you think about it, like so much effort went into that.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
was it a passion project for the owner or was it?
Yeah, it was some, you know what I mean, mob shit. Yeah. I don't think they're looking for it. It was like a mob son.
And I mean, look, you don't got to be an NHL team to be successful. Like you don't have to be making it at that level, right? Like no.
They were stars, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like they could have been getting it healthy, you know?
Bro, some guys were just designated to fuck up the other team. It's not about hockey.
No,
as
facts.
Soon as the puck drops,
yeah,
I just blocked out, fucking saw it going.
Oh, you can just scrap whenever.
Yeah.
Well, this was their rules. This was like, their rules. They were known for fucking.
Because I think there's a clip where it's literally like, what do they call this? The shit in the middle when they drop the puck?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a hockey expert, bro.
What the fuck?
I thought you were D3.
Okay,
I'm D5 now. I got demoted. The puck drop.
Puck drop.
That sounds.
We definitely got that wrong.
You call it buckets when you get or puckets.
This is why I don't do drugs. Because you'll say shit like that.
Puckets is pretty good.
I like five buckets.
So basically what I did, I flipped the B upside down.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's buckets.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying.
Drop the puck.
Oh yeah, is there a clip in that where like, he dropped the puck and they literally like dropped their gloves to fight? Yeah, he was like, that's what I came here to do.
I guess they had players that came in to be enforcers. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got to play their role, man.
Damn. For sure, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a role.
Speaking of roles, what else has been rolling? Damn, I thought I could connect it.
Well, you know, okay, we got it. There's an elephant in the room right now. You know, because I feel some animosity between
there
you.
There is. So I was trying to go there, honestly.
So I actually pulled up the text thread. I can pull it up and read it out to you guys right now.
Of what? You mangled it.
Of when
you mangled
when
it already.
When you booked me.
Okay.
For the podcast.
All right.
It was like a verbal versus like a written down thing.
It's all, he likes to call, but I just text. I'll text her. Like just text me. We'll sort it out. I'll let you say what you got to say first. How about that?
I'm pulling it up. I'm just pulling it up right now.
Yeah. So while he pulls it up, let me say, Danny was a great guest. Great guest. Terrible fucking coordinator.
Trey messages me Tuesday, March 29th. Sup, fuckboy.
Okay.
Send me your IG, DP. I said, text my assistant. He's like, you're hilarious, man. I miss you. I look up to you. You're like an idol to me. And I was like, ah, miss you too, man.
Which start is that?
He's like, let's link. We're scheduling dates to shoot. So I'll let you know what dates work. I said, cool. Wednesday, March 30th. What are you doing Friday between 10 to 4:30? I said, I'm around. He said, let's film. We got two slots. I said, I got to get a barber appointment, blah, blah, blah. He said, okay, let me know when you can. The next day, I messaged him. Two is great. Did my manager send my rider? KK, don't be late. We still have 4:30, so I'm saying two to be safe. We start recording 2 minutes, blah, blah. I said, okay, bet. On Friday, the day of, he says, we're moving to Monday.
Day
I said, damn. He said, my bad. I didn't respond.
You didn't respond. Let that.
You said my bad. What do you want to say? All good? I was annoyed.
Yeah, shit happens. It wasn't on me though.
Damn, you got the Friday trim?
Well, I just moved stuff around. Okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, coordinated.
Right.
He said Monday. Then Tuesday, he messages me. I think we must have gotten on a call on the Friday. And he said, see you at 2. Tuesday, April 5th at 10:46 a.m.
Okay.
I didn't confirm that week before. And he never said, yo, we're doing Tuesday at 2. He sends me the address. I'm like, bro, I totally forgot. He's like, I don't want to hear that. Basically, moral of the story.
Hell nah. We definitely have to call.
Yeah, because how does it go from Monday to Tuesday?
Moral of the story, this is what I'm saying. If you make a plan with somebody, you have to confirm the date, right? And say, yo, are we good for this day and time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't do that.
100%. I wouldn't just text you.
You said, yo, let's do that day. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's figure it out or some shit.
We didn't confirm it.
Bro, I put everything in my calendar.
Friday for sure. I remember that. But we be moving shit. Shit doesn't work out. We got to move it. And sometimes these niggas be saying like, yo, we need the studio. Like,
I'm not trying to hear all this, man.
Hold on. Then there's a next time that you came.
I can admit that. We had something planned. I had a meeting that popped up. I had to take it.
Mm. Which... it's just fine. Shit happens.
You're understanding
on both
there.
Sides. Huh? Shit happens. We built the studio. We had an empty chair. We're just looking at it. No Danny.
No, but that's the thing. Like when I thought, I'm like, yo, like you just like you can do it on your own too. You know, like you don't like.
Yeah.
You kind of need me, but you don't need me. You know.
We're gonna be fine, but nah. Yeah. It's I gotta say, sometimes trying to work on a lot of people or just a lot of different schedules, it's frustrating. For real.
I felt some animosity, like you know, like I don't know, like I don't know what you want to do. We could do it here. Huh? We could do it right.
No, I'm okay. You just told me 20 minutes ago you're done fighting.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah.
More violence. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, we're here now.
I was going to ask you because a lot of times when you're back in the city, I'll text you like, yo, you trying to get the episode in? And you're like, yo,
it's tatted.
Always a tattoo appointment. So I'm like, this time around, he said he's going to tattoo appointment. So I fucked up. We overbooked. He said he's going to tattoo. I'm like, bro, why the fuck are you always getting tattoos?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, do you remember which tattoos did you get when you're supposed to come here?
Is that part of the tattoo story?
You know what I mean?
I think I got my house.
You did. You sent me a picture of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it right on my forearm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have the same tattoo guy and it's a lifelong decision, right? So like, I don't want to have someone that I don't totally trust doing the rest of my arm. And like, I'm almost done my sleeve.
Yeah.
So I just want to keep the same look, like vibe.
You dedicating one arm to this man? Or is it the whole body? He gets an arm?
No, I'm...
Are you Exodia?
When I go to the... I don't get that joke. I never played video games.
You never watched Yu-Gi-Oh?
What'd you say?
I said Pokemon.
I was thinking, what's the fucking big fuzzy motherfucker?
Blue Eyes White Dragon?
Nah, it was a new Pokemon movie. We got a free movie, free card from the movies.
Mewtwo?
Guys, grow up.
It's a holographic joint.
Entei. Exodia. He got 5 parts.
No, yeah. I'm just going to do my sleeve, little piece here, little piece there, and I'm done. I don't want to be like fully tatted, you know? Like, I don't want to be like the 50-year-old like dad on a beach, like fully sleeved. Like,
but why the fuck do you care at that age?
Well, like, I'll still have like a little like shoulder back, you know what I mean?
You about to touch the breast.
Nah, I'm just going to do like, I've pre-planned all my tattoos.
Yeah, that's okay. You're going to add to the plan. That's it.
Nah, but originally I was going to do a half sleeve, but I look like an undercover cop. So I did.
Yeah,
you know like the half sleeve? You know
that's
the cop?
That's real. Yeah.
Yo, that's real.
Nothing wrong with police.
Well,
the ones with half sleeves.
Yeah.
But all my friends were like, yo, you look like a cop with a half sleeve.
So you went into the full thing.
You get to flood the rest.
Would you say that's peer pressure?
No, because like in the back of my mind, I was thinking that too. You know?
Yeah.
And it just like confirmed my... I didn't say it.
Yeah, when somebody calls out exactly what you're worried about. fuck.
You've already been worrying about it. And then, yeah.
What's one tattoo you're glad you didn't get? Even if it was maybe your first tattoo super young. I know niggas with last names on necks and shit.
Yeah.
Birthdays.
Nah, you know what? Everything I've done has been pretty calculated. I almost...
it seems calculated.
I almost got a car, like my dad's old car, tatted on my arm. But like, it would have been kind of whack. Like it was a Peugeot. Do you guys know what Peugeot is? It's like an old school European car.
Nah. Peugeot?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
He had a burgundy Peugeot station wagon. P-E-U-G-O-T.
Well, oh, that joint.
He said Pupuchu.
What'd you spell that? How do you spell it again? P-U-U.
Oh, that's what you call them?
G-O. Oh.
I called it Paget.
Okay.
That's not Paget.
I called those just Pagets.
It's a Peugeot. P-E-U. Okay. And then type in burgundy station wagon.
I've been calling this a Paget.
That was the car he had. That was the third one.
Wow. That's kind of hard, though.
Big drip. But yeah, I'm like, I don't want a car on my arm.
I can see you in the back of that.
as a kid?
Just as a kid, just driving. Like, yeah, that's Danny's whip. Yeah,
you know, I'm going to get this shit on my chest one day.
That's the whip that they have in every movie when the kid moves out of the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, they start scary movies and shit.
Yeah.
Played I'm so sorry. Toronto.
Hold on.
He almost threw up, nigga.
Hold on.
What was, I thought that was a laugh.
What the fuck was that?
No, the
man, 122 episodes. I ain't never heard
the nigga just chopped his throat.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
You good? You doing okay?
Drink water, I got the echoes. Danny, tell your story. My fault, brother.
That's fucking scared me.
Damn.
He'll be okay. We're so sorry about that. We'll send the invoice. Clear it on the invoice.
Yeah. Okay. Compensate me for that. No, I played Toronto 5-0. Which was a basketball team. Actually ran by the police, I'm not going
to
lie.
I was about to say,
an iconic team in the West End of Toronto. And I played on that team, and my dad used to drive me to the games.
Mm-hmm.
And one year he bought new rims, but they're like the shiny plastic ones.
Oh, the caps.
Yeah, but like it was shining. No, but like you would have thought that they did, you know, and my friends were just clowning me.
He came through rimmed up in this?
Yeah. Oh, bro, but this is the thing.
Spinners?
If you, this car right now would be fire. Like old school, like, that's a sick car, bro.
Hit my rad revival shit.
The snow just makes me feel so cold, dog.
You're out of the snow, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, it feels great.
That's crazy. Yeah, let's get some claps, man. Yo, I gotta say, doing anything in this world, you need some good friends, man, and some solid direction sometimes, solid guidance. And trying to get that visa, man, it was just I asked probably maybe 20 different people, honestly, that I know got their visa, and no one was really helpful, man. So I really appreciate you helping us get that shit.
Glad I could help.
Sort of, yeah, no, man.
I've actually sent a lot of people that
a lot. Yo, they're good,
yeah,
man.
They're good,
and even through all the doubt and uncertainty, I was still like,
yeah,
I know we're good with.
Yeah, you pay for it's a premium cost that you pay. But that's why you pay premium. Like you pay a premium for nice clothes because they last longer. You pay premium for a good lawyer because they get the job.
Yeah. Yeah, the job done, man. So, yeah, I got a good lawyer, man, so I can get you knocked off and beat the case. Oh, she don't do that,
immigration
dog.
Lawyer.
Yeah. Oh,
immigration
lawyer, yeah.
So, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're on a plane, right, you got a red-eye flight.
Mm. I rarely do, but I don't do those too often.
No?
If I don't have to, no.
Well, I try to sleep on flights anyways, you know? So,
right,
you're about to close your eyes and you hear a baby cry. Mm. I have this idea, right? I'm all about kids traveling, that's totally cool.
Mm.
Do you not think there should be a different section for the babies to be in? Like,
the baby section.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, if you're, like, I'm not gonna lie, I flew to Germany in March, and it was a 13-hour flight, and I was so excited to sleep. I get on, and there was a young kid crying. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna be the guy that, like, I'm not gonna say, like, yo, can your kid be quiet?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, like really, like you got to kind of move not the area a little bit, you know.
I think I think the first anyone listening to us, it'd be like, oh, well, I'll just put on headphones. What's your response to that, Danny?
Yeah, true, but like it never, like the AirPods don't really cancel all noise, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mine
and they die after like 4 hours, so you have to spend the 20 minutes of charging.
That baby was going straight
13 straight hours of crying.
It was a lot of crying, but I took a gravel. What kind of dad are you guys gonna be?
Chill.
Would you do anything differently than
yes
than how you were?
Yes, raised? Okay. I think everything is gonna be different. Just for a simple fact that
it's a different time.
It's gonna be a total different time. Yeah, and we basically showed our dad everything he believes in is cap. Yeah.
Like, what is he, like a conspiracy theorist or?
Nah, he's
like
just
that.
Okay. No. He has no conspiracy.
No conspiracy, okay. Actually. He's just more so like
a little bit of conspiracy will help him.
Just heavy, hardcore Jamaican. This is what I'm taught. This is what, how you guys are gonna be raised, type shit. So yeah, everything's gonna be different. But honestly, man, the cookies are done. Honestly, I don't know what the time's gonna be like at that time. You know.
What the fuck are you talking about? Your alarm just threw you off.
Yeah, right? The alarm threw me off. I don't know what my mindset's going to be like when I'm raising a kid.
Yeah.
I just
like,
hope right, I'm not closed-minded.
Because mm-hmm.
it's easy to just not even see that. And you just see, like, adults are just where they are. And then they're just fucking, this is the way life works. And that's it.
I believe the best parents can actually become friends, too, you know? Like,
for
eventually.
Sure.
Like, you're not that, like, the parent that's, like, breathing down your kid's neck, you know?
Amen, sure. Yeah.
Like, a friend could still call you out. I still have
a few like close that. Friends that'll call me out if I'm like being an idiot.
Right. Yeah, right. For sure.
Right.
I think I look at it like this. You know, when you look at an old picture, and you're like, oh damn, man, I'm so corny and so whack there, but
still are.
In that time, you're looking at it like, damn, man, I'm fresh. No one can tell me shit.
Yeah.
Rah.
Yeah, I got the 6X.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that parent in the future to think. We're just talking about this, saying like, oh, we feel that we know so much shit.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, we're like, damn, I didn't know shit.
Yeah.
I'm accepting I don't know things and I'm figuring things out.
Right.
But I don't want to be a parent saying like, oh, man, watch when this happens. And I know the basic level I'm going to apply. Is what I'm saying, but everything above and beyond, I'm expecting to learn from my kid to say, okay, so I can't do that. Okay, for sure.
Like, get in here with your fresh perspective. Like, yeah,
with
your fresh perspective.
For real, though. Here, like, bro.
Yeah. You know, kids just be coming through saying the most genius shit. I'm like,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
he's like fucking three. I'm like, damn,
that's good. Yeah.
So let's say they're 16 years old. They come home, eyes red, glossy, smell like weed.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? When did you guys start smoking weed?
About 16.
16.
Okay.
Well, that's when I was like, yeah, that's what we dabbled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say about 17.
And again, I think I could look at my dad can't look at me and say like, all right, he's good. Because my dad's already worried too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I can look at my kid when he's 16 and be like, all right, I have a better understanding and to say, you know, you're going to be good. Or, you know, you see what I'm kind
but
of
I'm saying,
this?
Is your kid getting in trouble for smoking? Are you?
Nah, I'm not going to care. 16, like, I'm probably going to be smoking in the house. You know, those parents that are like,
you're going to be that parent.
I'll probably smoke. Maybe not in the house,
around,
but maybe around. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, they're going to do what they want to do regardless. So, like, if you, like, fucking make it a huge deal and, like, yo, don't fucking smoke or I'm blowing up and I'm pissed off and shit, then they still want to do it. They're going to hide it. Yeah. Whereas if you be open about it, I'm like, man, I don't think you need to be smoking weed like that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
but I'll give him the honest answer, and you know, I think 16's too young.
I agree,
especially if it's consistent. Yeah. It's definitely.
I think too much of weed can make you kind of lazy, you know.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm gonna do with when I'm a parent. When my kid turns like 10, I'm gonna go on Amazon, and I'm gonna buy like, you know, the blow up Christmas things that people put in their front yard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy them like 10 of those. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go door to door. And we're going to make a bunch of money off of it. And that is how I'm going to keep my kid out of trouble. They're going to start a mega business of flipping these like air machines, like Halloween, Christmas. What else could we do around?
Hanukkah.
Blow up Hanukkah joint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, I guess.
St.
And
Patrick's
if they
Day.
If they start smoking weed, I'm going to be like, yo, I don't know many billionaires that smoke a lot of weed.
Mm. Yeah.
What's up? You do a lot of Shark Tank?
I used to. Kind of became a little boring, though.
You heard everything.
Yeah, but some of the ideas are pretty good, man. I've had ideas, too. I had this idea where...
You sure you want to give it up?
Yeah, I've decided it's a stupid idea. So, what keeps people from swimming?
What keeps
drowning?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Sharks.
Not floating.
Sharks.
Sharks. Nice. Okay. How do you avoid sharks?
Don't go in the water.
Don't. So I came up with this concept of putting like a fence in the water. These things exist, kind of like
they do in
electrical ones, yeah. But like a serious one that would block people off. And then it was like a blow up park with like slides in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. How do you bring
before
them
the fence?
Yeah, like the fence would keep the sharks out, but like. It would be like at a kid's birthday, they have like those blow up things that people like slide on.
Yeah.
But in the water.
But why though?
So
for what? What is this for?
Is that
just like it'd be like if old? It has nothing to do with sharks. But if you think the worry of going in the water is avoided because sharks won't be going
because they're not there. So
moral of the
gonna
story,
give
it's a stupid idea. I know it's a stupid idea. You
got the Danny
down.
B shark fence. So,
but no, but I was like, yo, if I went to an all inclusive in Cuba,
yeah,
right, and they had like a 50-foot.
Danny B shark fence.
Yes. But if they had like a 50-foot like amusement thing in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that would be so lit.
It
and
would.
I started thinking about the idea, writing it down, and I realized it was a stupid idea. So moral of the story, I have had Shark Tank ideas and I just shut
they'd
it down.
Fucking rip you to shreds up there.
Yeah. That one there did fucking shark your ass off.
Kid gets destroyed on Shark Tank. Let's check this out real quick.
next
that's
into
me
the
and Trey. Trey's on the right.
I'm on
kids fulfill
Trey's
their entrepreneurial
kid.
Aspirations.
Hi, Sharks. My name is Jack Bonneau. I'm the founder and CEO of Jack's Stands and Marketplaces, and I'm from Denver, Colorado. Sharks, I'm seeking $50,000 in exchange for 10% of my company.
Damn!
But when I was
$50,000 is not a small amount of money.
So my parents
Wait, this is cut.
Loaned me $1,000.
Are you serious?
No.
He's an idiot. He's a con artist.
No. No.
We're all out.
This is...
You're right. Get the
out
of here.
Oh!
Fucking ruthless, bro.
What want to be ya? I'm telling you, whether it was you or me,
bro,
or one of us, he was going to do that to somebody. It just
business
to
is business.
Fucking hell yeah. Thank you, man. What are you doing, man?
Goddamn kids.
Goddamn kids.
That'd be your ass with the fucking shark fins.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I really pray in our lifetime someone invents this and it does really well, and I'm going to remind you guys.
That's going to hurt.
Anyways, I've had tens of 20 probably ideas.
More. Okay.
Right. No, it's how it is sometimes. I've definitely had dumbass ideas.
I would just think like a shark would bite through the fence.
No, but it's going to be that crazy of a fence.
Yeah. You ever take one of your ideas to a money friend and they just fuck you up? Just send you home with nothing?
No.
I'm sensitive about
boy Nate.
Shit.
Oh, he had like, fried us. He fried
yeah,
us
we just had this idea for an
really?
Back in the day. And it's actually not a bad idea.
The thing
man.
Is, Snapchat started doing it.
The live location situation. So we're like, yo, you want to go to places, you want to go to the bar, you know what I mean? You're searching up these restaurants or whatever, and you're like, I don't know if this is whack right now. It could be fucking dead over there.
Right.
You're not too sure. Somehow every location has like a live situation. What was the actual idea, nigga?
Basically, it
sounds
like
a horrible idea, guys.
It was like, no, fuck off. It was an idea to basically...
What's going on now?
What's
here.
Going on there
yeah,
now?
I get it. Yeah.
So it's basically Snapchat. Like when you zoom out and you're on the map and you see
right.
areas that are like blue or red or whatever because it's popping, you click it and you see everyone's thing that's going on there. So we could have sold this idea to Snapchat because Snapchat was around back then. And we're like, yo, what if it's just you can see what's going on there?
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, I use the Snapchat feature where I'm just like, yo, they're doing some 4th of July shit over like around the corner from where I stay at. So I'm just like, zoom out, click it, seeing the fireworks. I'm like, great.
So that, yeah.
Close it.
Yeah.
But your bar is downtown, seeing what's going on. But it just depends on what.
So why? So you wanted to start an app. So people would go on the app to see what was going on.
At this time, we wanted it to be an app.
It was like
it
having
been an addition
yeah, like,
to an app.
Exactly. Like every restaurant has like fourth table. Yeah. So they have access to this thing and then through the app. Mm. You know what I mean? It was 2015.
Guys,
it was 2014.
Stupid.
I mean,
our friend told us that, but he just did it with questions. So he just asked us a bunch of questions. You got fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
Close
no,
the
I,
book.
Know, I know that feeling.
Damn.
I have a lot of these ideas. A lot of them are half baked. I mean, they're half thought
baked.
Through.
Yeah.
You know? I thought it was such a good idea. Like, I didn't explain it that well, but like
us too, honestly.
A floating device that people could slide on and like swing on shit from in the ocean, 50 feet up.
It's kind of sick.
Inflatable thing. Kids would love it. What would make some people not want to go in the ocean would be either one, they can't swim, like life jackets, obviously. Two, sharks. Like honestly, like for me, that I'm scared of going in the ocean because of sharks. If you were able to make someone feel safe without there being sharks, bro, kids would love that, bro.
I love that shit still.
And it probably wouldn't be that expensive to make. It's inflatable.
What's your moat? What's stopping everybody else from doing the same shit?
That's exactly what I thought about.
Like, weaknesses.
Every good idea. Mm. Yes, exactly. Every good idea that you have, I'm sure someone else most of the time has thought about. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, there's no way there's 7 billion people in the world, whatever it is. I'm the only person that thought of a floating playland in the ocean.
Possibly.
Yo, sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You ever Google a name? Like, somebody
sometimes.
Has to have this.
No one has. I'm like, what?
Yeah, we have a lot of weaknesses.
You tired, Shells? Sorry, am I that boring?
No, man. It's just been a long
can
day.
Can you zoom
brother.
In when, on the camera when it? And
I got
like,
to.
Do like something on the green screen with him yawning.
Yeah, I've yawned a lot.
In the background.
I've yawned a lot.
Bear, on
bear eggplants.
Yeah, man. This is what happens when I don't eat properly. You feel me?
Yeah, you bullshit ass tenders.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta eat, man.
They should have tossed them tenders, man.
I've had people stop me in the street and remind me that I was on this podcast.
Do you?
Yeah, I have.
Wow, that's.
And one guy was like, "Yo, bro, like when you were talking about songs that you cried to,
niggas,
he's like,
that.
I related to that, bro. Yeah. Like, I did the same thing. He's like, it was pretty funny. Cause I, bro, I was drunk. We were all drunk. Yeah. And I started singing it.
You belong to me. I smiled in the sea.
Coldplay.
Anyways, have you guys cried to any song recently?
Recently, yeah.
What was the song? What were you going through?
I wasn't really going through anything. I was just kind of driving home. It's a song that's not out, to be honest. And I told the guy that I cried to, but I think he thinks I'm joking, but I was dead ass.
Was it your song?
No, I cried to my own song. Oh, fuck.
Damn. You got to.
Was it Ness?
It wasn't Ness. It was Cherry Tree. I cried to that song the other day.
Damn.
Alone or like with somebody?
I was driving. Yeah, I was by myself.
It's always when you're driving.
Driving alone crying is pretty crazy.
You got clear tears and shit. Fuck.
Road gets blurry.
But I know what song he's talking about. It's a nice song. Yeah.
Is it a big artist or is it like a smaller artist?
He's not out.
No.
Oh, he's never released music?
Unreleased, yeah.
Oh, he's never?
Unreleased.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You should drop, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah. Man, it's beautiful, man.
Was it like a diss track to you or like you?
No. It was just some beautiful beats, some beautiful, you know, everything about it was just nice and it just made me think. And then, yeah.
Bro, I'll never forget the moment being in Cuba.
Mm.
Thunderstorm.
It's already painted, yeah.
Mm. Feels like you should cry. That was like a moment for you to get it out.
Listen, man, you got to be open. Yeah. I'll never hide anything.
Not everyone look now, but they're looking at us through his glass taking pictures. You can probably look now.
That's crazy. Cause
Everyone look at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The Pope wave.
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, they came for Danny. Danny got some fans in.
Yeah, man. Goddamn Danny.
This just came back to me, but I definitely cried. Definitely cried to Superman by Eminem when I got dumped in high school. On GM. But it was like a pissed, it was an angry cry.
How does that song go again?
I know you want me, baby.
That's it, right?
You know I want you too.
Yeah. It's the first verse though, man.
Yeah, man, that one.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's a weird song to cry to.
I was just, man, fuck this shit. I'm single now.
I'll
never let another bitch. I was driving my little 300 Got a text from her. Oh. Yeah, baby, I can come over.
I've cried to music since we last seen each other.
What song?
100%. Lots changed. Mike Posner, Move On.
I forgot Mike about Posner. Mike Posner. Yeah,
how's that one go?
I don't want to cry right now.
Sneaky, nice try.
That was good, man.
But there's always a part of the song that just can you bring it to that line?
Yeah, essentially, it's like if I gotta move on. Move on.
That part right there. Was it the last move on or the first?
Ooh, when a certain situation happened in the car alone, quiet.
It's gonna happen, yeah.
I'm like, I need some sound.
Yeah.
Move on.
Man, and you need that release. It's terrible to keep it inside like that.
Terrible. Like again, being for real now. A lot of guys don't talk about stuff that they deal with, you know?
True. Yeah, for sure.
We gotta change how that goes.
It's true, man.
I still want to see a therapist in the year. That's like my new thing. I'd start now, but it's just a lot to find like a good therapist. But I think I have a lot of friends that go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If you work out your body, right? You should work out your mind too. And like have these conversations. Hey, you know?
We're just talking about, I wanted to start taking lion's mane, some mushroom, just help my memory.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
Help connect things.
A lot
in my
of
head.
People I've met that do psychedelics.
It's not like
always a little weird to me.
No. It's like an actual mushroom. Like it's not gonna make me high.
You about to take like the pill and shit?
I don't know how I'm gonna do it in what form, but I just want to be sharp, man. Sharp with my memory. And I hate when I can't. I mean, I kind of like it at times, but I can't remember something, and then someone makes me remember. Because it's like again,
you're probably good at like making plans. Like you're not good at that. Like
making plans,
scheduling stuff.
I'm pretty fucking scheduling podcasts. I see what you're doing. I see where you're going. Okay. All right.
Listen, don't blame the lack of shrooms in your life for the fact that you fumbled.
The
that.
Lack of shrooms.
The lack of shrooms. Yeah.
I need my lion's mane.
It's not the shrooms' fault.
Working that close to music without being an artist yourself, you ever get the urge to just flick a beat on?
I know
and
you
drop
got tracks.
15, 16.
Yeah,
listen,
I drop 30 bars.
In grade 10, I was in detention. And I started rapping or writing a rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the detention alone. And my teacher like walked up behind me sitting down. She's like, what are you doing? And I felt so stupid at that moment. I threw the book away and I retired from.
Damn, that's dark.
You could have had your hottest shit in there.
I was saying like some real stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that teacher. That's crazy.
Yeah. But probably for the best.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely would have been hot trash.
So there's no songs.
There's some songs.
Yeah, I know there's some.
You probably I've freestyled in the studio before.
You ever give a bar suggestion in the studio?
I was about to ask.
Yes.
Say, like, hey, from my professional standpoint, how about,
can you say pussies?
Pussies plural would make more sense.
Yes, thank you. I don't know.
I've given some suggestions, and all of them pretty stupid.
Do they take? They don't take them.
One of them was used.
Nice.
Is that a writing credit right there?
Yeah. Technically, if you give any sort of input to the creation of.
Question.
Yeah.
Could you help us get a plaque? Because we're credited as writers on More Life, but we never really applied to get.
If you're credited as a writer, yeah, you actually could get a plaque. That'd be pretty fun.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd be kind of sick to just have my cribs. Hey, what the fuck? You got records? Yeah. I just got just one joint.
Just one. You know, I
can,
need
I can connect
one.
You to, if you actually have proof of your writing credit.
It's on More Life.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
It's about that time.
We're just here for 2 more hours. We extended. Thanks.
Can we keep that door closed, sorry?
Vibe killer.
Bro, close the door.
Close the door.
Yeah, I'm tired of our escape. Daniel's lost. I'm tired of this place, man. Fuck you doing, God, man. They got the equipment. They, you know, they're getting us for $700 every week. Danny. How does that sound to as a manager?
As a statistic man.
As a numbers man.
Doesn't make sense to me, bro.
If the studio closes at 5, don't tell me you have to be up before 5. I don't care what you have to do. This is your
You took pick. $700 from me.
Come on. You took this job to say, yo, this is what I want to do.
I don't like that. Like, if you go to a store and it closes at like midnight and you get there at like 11:50.
Oh. That happened to me the other day.
Bro, you're closed at 12.
That happened to me the other day, man.
That's what just happened right now.
Speaking of Wingstop,
yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
I
know the Wingstop. Yeah, 11:59.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
You're open.
You're a bit of a jerk for doing that.
I know.
But you're open.
I know.
I know.
So they could do that. Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
35 minutes before.
Crack the door open all the
time.
I think you should call. You should call in to complain about that.
Bro,
or email. You should email.
They don't care up there.
Yeah, no. I definitely should. But it's just crazy. It's like you got to have some respect.
It's not right still.
Yeah, I stand on respect, man. Like, at the end of the day, we're in here respectful to everyone in here. Like, you don't just pop our fucking shit open.
And even if you knock, whatever, and we don't answer, and you pop, and you look, and we're still recording, you get the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even look through the glass right there.
Bro, like, it's not crazy. We ain't in here fucking
heated,
chilling.
Man.
That got me tight, man.
It's probably the most heated episode, man.
That's crazy.
Fuck! We have some new Random Order podcast fans. They should go to podcast number 13.
13.
Yes. Rewatch it.
Yeah.
I got Trey twice with the oldest joke in the book.
Yeah.
I'm too grown now to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but I was a young man at the time.
Right. Yeah.
You did it this morning, though.
So. I did it to your boy because the magician guy. Was, was he doing tricks on the
week before? Yeah. You fucked us up.
Yeah. His eyes were like a little creepy. Not gonna lie.
He had to look into your soul.
He had the crazy eyes.
That's how he gets.
Don't fuck with me.
When I came, he's like, yo, sit down. I was like, fuck. You sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on edge.
Yeah, hey,
what the fuck
edge.
Is this? Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm warning you, bro. And I took off the Cardies. I'm like, what the fuck? The Cardies instantly went white.
Yeah.
Translucent.
And it went red. I'm like, oh. That's why I noticed it. I'm like,
my beard got extra red.
Yo, the mood lenses.
I'm going to send y'all a video. We end on this video right here.
Oh man!
But listen, I'm actually happy and proud of you guys for the brand you guys have continued to grow.
Oh man!
As young people in the entertainment industry in Canada,
right?
I'm happy to see everyone doing their thing and motivating the next generation. You know, and for me, the next step of my career. Obviously, I have so much more to do and so much more to grow. But I want to find like the next young hustler, next young manager, the next young label guy, the next. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for you. I'm sure you guys eventually want to find the next talent that you could develop.
Yeah.
So, anyways, congrats. Just want to pay your respect.
Well, thank you, man.
I appreciate
you,
man.
I appreciate that.
What's this video, Kels?
It could be hit or miss. I just seen it on my Twitter timeline.
Are you guys going to do my podcast when I launch it, though?
Oh,
for sure, yeah.
Me after Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is Why? So whack, bro.
What did you expect? This is instantly you
Wait,
get
Shell,
what
you
yeah.
you?
Hell no, cuz. Come on. That's a woman, first of all.
It's instantly
no,
you
I
get
don't,
what
I don't
you
have my glasses on. I'm sorry, bro. I'm
nah,
my bad.
That's crazy.
That's my bad. Oh I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry.
Never do that shit, man.
Never.
Stop playing with fire, bro.
Random Order Podcast, episode 122. Yeah. My man, Danny B, man.
Yes, sir.
I wish we could stay a little bit longer and drop some more gems for you, man.
Shout out to Artscape for kicking us out.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a wholesome episode, y'all.
Word.
Danny, what you got to leave the people with, man?
His camera's about to die, so you got 20 seconds.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. If you know the fire that you possess, be a Crouching Tiger and just sit back and watch the game unfold.
Yeah. That's good as fuck.
Yeah.
That might be the best shit ever.
Yeah. But no, but anyway, so the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon thing. There was another fellow manager that I know that hit up one of my clients, like trying to poach him for me, you know? And was like talking shit about me. And I hit up like a mentor of mine. I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? It's like someone that you know. Mm. Like he's not like the other manager's not my friend, but like we're acquaintances. Like, you know, we'll tap in like once in a while. We see each other, we chop it up. Mm. And he was like talking shit about me to my client. And my client obviously told me, you know? Mm. And I just told my guy, I'm like, yo, listen, because I'm all about, I want to see all my people win, you know? So I'm like, I'm like, see what he could do for you. If he can make you $5,000-$10,000 and he's offering to help you out with stuff, like, do it, bro. Like, I want you to make money, you know what I mean? Mm. But at the same time, I knew what he did. So I asked my mentor, I'm like, what do you do when there's someone that you know that tries to poach your client? Mm. And he said, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And I was like, what does that mean? So it's a movie, by the way, but it's a concept. And he was essentially saying, like, you know what that person did, and as the dragon, you could expose them for doing that, and you could get at them, and you could be a dragon and just be like, ah, what the fuck. But as a crouching tiger, you possess the power of, like, at any time you could pounce on, you know? So it's just like, let the game like unfold and let that person play themselves out of their position, you know? So like, instead of you being the guy that like causes a big deal out of it, like, you know the whack shit that they did. And you may do business with them in the future. So just like stay back, service your client, and just let them kind of play themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And shortly after, that person got like exposed for just being a whack person.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.